you have an obligation as the tax experts to do some research into the constitutionality and make that case either for a retroactive tax or starting on July 1, 2009, to the Joint Legislative Rules Committee when you present these rules. That is your obligation as an executive agency.
And that's State Senator Jeb Bradley from Wolfboro testifying at one of the DRA hearings on the LLC tax, which the final rules are now out. Not much has really changed from it. It's still a capital gains tax. It's still an income tax. And it's still a mortgage finance tax. And it's still retroactive to January 1st of 2009. Goes before the Joint Legislative Committee on Administrative Rules. Visit my website. Go through WTPLFM.com. Click on Bulldog Live. And then go right on to the LLC tax page where you'll find some of the information right there. A gentleman who has been tireless in his efforts in trying to get this tax repealed and raising the question of constitutionality of it is joining us on the phone. State Representative David Hess of Hooksett, welcome to Bulldog Live.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, your bill was heard yesterday, House Bill 1661, before the House Ways and Means Committee to repeal this tax. How did it go?
Well, I think it went remarkably well insofar as hearings like this go. There was not one witness who spoke against it. Former commissioner, a DRA commissioner, Philip Latsis, and a former DRA supervisor and assistant commissioner, Van Berkhouse, both testified against it, as did a number of small businessmen. In addition, we had some very positive responses and questions from a number of Democrats on the Ways and Means Committee, as well as from the Republicans. So overall, it went as well as one could have expected, keeping in mind that the main proponent of this expanded tax is none other than the chair of that committee, Susan Olmey of Lebanon.
Yes. How did she conduct the hearing? One account I heard was that it was conducted pretty fairly.
Well, she wasn't there for a good portion of the hearing, but when she was there and presided, she did preside fairly. She presided quietly. The one thing she didn't do was justify why the speaker had arranged a secret briefing for just the Democrats on the Ways and Means Committee and on Delcar from Commissioner Clarity at 9 o'clock yesterday morning. She ducked that one in the best tradition of Nancy Pelosi.
Now, that was really got me going when Representative Lynn Ober called in, a co-sponsor of your bill, and when she talked about how she went to the Upham Walker House yesterday morning to see who is at this meeting, and she was kicked out.
I think the more appropriately, she was told she was not invited in.
Okay, there you go. Well,
same difference, different, same effect.
Well, and the charge was that the members that an email was sent out by the House Speaker Terry Norelli to Democrat members of the House Ways and Means Committee, the Joint Legislative Committee on Administrative Rules, and also the Department of Revenue Administration Commissioner. I have to suspect that it may have had to do with the final rules that were released.
Well, if that was the case, all they would have had to do was to wait 6 hours, and they would have gotten it just like the rest of the world got them. You know, something happened there. You don't have a secret briefing for an hour only the Democrats and the two important committees that are considering this issue and exclude. It's not the Republicans that he excluded. It's the public.
Yeah. Well, what happened when the question did come up at the hearing yesterday when it was revealed that this secret meeting took place?
Well, Representative Olmey lamely said that they had to do it that way because they couldn't have an informative discussion of the issue with all members of the committees present because it was involved politics.
Really?
Really? I thought that's the business we were in, but I guess not.
No, well, apparently that rule has been rewritten as well.
Hey, anything is possible with this session of the legislature with the Democrats in control.
Well, now, let's talk about the constitutionality of this tax. There's already been a lawsuit filed in Hillsborough County Superior Court. We're going to be talking with that attorney tomorrow.
John Cronin's a good lawyer, by the way, and he has already had a track record, I think, successfully in getting other previous state revenue raisers thrown out for on constitutional grounds.
Yes, and you argued at the kickoff, the first DRA hearing on the LLC tax, you gave a very good presentation and warning about the constitutionality of this tax.
Yes, I pointed out to the DRA commission staff members that you know, we have a New Hampshire constitutional provision, I think it's Article 23, Part 1, which prohibits retroactive laws. And there are some cases out there in which the court has said that a tax that applies before its effective date is a retroactive law. Now, here's the interesting thing about how this was drafted. First of all, we in the legislature know how to include the effective date in bills. Every bill has an effective date. We also know how to have different effective dates for different parts of a bill if we want them to work in that fashion. This bill's effective date, HB2's effective date, was January 1, 2009. They didn't say, except that the effective date of Section 122 relative to the limited liability corporation tax shall be January 1st. If you take the effective date as being January 1, and then the law itself refers to the tax period ending December 31, 2009, putting those two together, the tax can only apply from July 1st to December 31st, mm-hmm. despite the effort by the administration to make it retroactively applicable back to January 1 of 2009.
So, basically, it doesn't look like that they've listened to the public, the hundreds and hundreds of people who showed up at the hearings to express their frustrations. One of the number one issues is the constitutionality of it. We see in the final rules, January 1st, 2009 is when the tax goes back to. The lawsuits will have to speak, but we're hoping that the legislature can speak, and that's where you came in with your bill.
Well, I brought in a bill to repeal this tax. We'll find out where that goes in the House. Senator Jeb Bradley, whom you had a recording of before I got on the line, has introduced an identical bill in the Senate. We'll see how that works out in the Senate. We also have another House bill, an omnibus budget revision bill that includes the repeal of this tax. And there is also another bill in the Senate that would substantially modify the language in its present form. So there are going to be four bites at that apple.
And I'm just about out of time, but real quick question before we let you go. What did the House Ways and Means Committee do after yesterday's hearing? Did they take a vote on this yet?
They did not. They're having a briefing from Commissioner Clardy tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and then they will exec on the bill or have a work session on the bill, which will be weeks down the line probably. I don't expect this to come out until either very late in January or early February.
Oh, wow. Well, we'll continue to follow it with you, State Representative David Hess from Hooksett. Appreciate it. We'll talk again.
Okay, and be sure your readers, your listeners, apply the pressure to their representatives.
All right. We'll keep that up. Thank you very much.